The debate about women wearing the burqa in Australia has flared again. Liberal Senator Corey Bernardi recently called for burqas to be banned in public places. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, says he wishes it wasn't worn, but governments can't tell people what they can and cannot wear. But some Muslim women say the debate is offensive and there is no proof burqas pose a threat. Sarah Sedgie reports.
Muslim women in Australia say attacks against women wearing Islamic clothes are increasing. 17-year-old Aisha did not want to give her last name. Last week, she was followed when she got off a tram and another woman tried to tear off her hijab.
She followed me and she was starting to call me names such as the terrorist, Osama bin Laden and all of these things. And then I got off from the tram. I was working toward, I had to go past a park. And this lady, suddenly she got sick of me. And then she approached me and then she touched my hijab. She was going to pull it. It made me feel that I'm unsafe. Like every time I pass the street or something, I get a word from people saying terrorist or whatever. I mean, I love Australia so much. I'm from Iraq and it saved me.
More and more attacks like this are being reported to Muslim community leaders. Maha Abdo is the executive officer of the Muslim Women's Association. She says even more concerning is that the attacks are often happening when children are present.
What we're getting reports from at the Muslim Women's Association is an increased number of verbal abuse, you know, in your local park where your children and, you know, are interacting with other children. And sometimes there's violent attacks that are taking place, you know, the fear amongst children as well. So that's not just affecting women, it's affecting women and their children, which really is not something that we want to deal with at a later stage where we have our children feeling that they don't belong.
Maha Abdo says the debate about whether the burqa should be banned is unhelpful and it unfairly links women's clothes to security threats. She says she is concerned if a ban came into effect, these women would be afraid to leave their homes.
We are pushing them back into their homes. We're pushing them away from society that we want them to be part of. There's never been, you know, any evidence, but I can't imagine when you go through security, how is it that is a security threat when if you're asked to lift and show your face, whether you're a man or a woman, that's easily identifiable. I feel like, you know, it's a laughing matter at the moment, but it is so serious that it makes me laugh.
Many women in the Muslim community choose to wear a hijab, and only a small number of women wear a burqa. Those women can be identified where necessary, such as at banks or airports. Maha Abdo says the decisions of Muslim women around their dress should be respected.
Supporting the choice of women, whether it's Muslim women or otherwise, and not to associate Muslim women's dress with violence, extremism, when we're actually saying, the leadership is saying they want to engage with the community, and the community is engaging, but engagement is a two-way process. And I'd call on, you know, our leadership to come down and meet with Muslim women, discuss the issues. If it is what they're saying, a security threat, explain to us what it is, and I'm sure we can work together on that.
Maha Abdo from the Muslim Women's Association, ending Sarah Sedgie's report.